The fuel-starved Gaza Strip reels from an 18-month cutback in diesel, petrol, and cooking gas. Recently, PA Acting President Mahmoud Abbas declared Gaza a disaster area and promised tax-free, sufficient supplies of fuels and goods. But in the past 2 days, Israel has cut off all fuel delivery to the entire Gaza Strip. While Gaza's only power plant that provides electricity to one-third of the population continues to operate, fears are that in the event of a continued ban on the delivery of industrial diesel, the Strip will once more plunge into darkness. Irregular and insufficient Israeli fuel shipments were the main motive behind Palestinian efforts of importing different types of fuel through the tunnels between Rafah and the southern Gaza Strip and Egypt. Until recently, these much-needed fuel supplies covered a portion of the unmet needs of Gaza residents.
Since 7 days or 8 days, there is no supply completely from the Egyptian side due to the damage of these tunnels. And so the area starts to be in severe shortage of benzene, gasoline, and all of the other aspects besides the cooking gas.
The extreme shortage of cooking gas is another aspect of the fuel crisis that has increased the suffering and hardships of many families. Israel has allowed the delivery of 1,000 tons of cooking gas within the last 3 months, an amount which under normal circumstances covers only 3 days of consumption. Abu Sa'id has 9 children. He uses a clay stove to bake bread for his family. His wife shows us the wood-burning stove she uses to cook food and heat milk for her young ones.
Cooking on fire takes a long time and is very difficult, and my children can't wait to eat breakfast before going to school. The smoke has made us sick.
Saeed and her family use what has remained of their furniture, destroyed during the Israeli invasion, to fuel the fire. The fuel crisis has had innumerable devastating effects on all aspects of life here in Gaza. But as night falls, the main concern of many people is that 3 days from now, they may be spending their evenings and their nights in the dark, cold, and in many cases, hungry. Safa Judah, Press TV, Gaza City.